Hey there, ready to dive into some serious basketball talk?
Let's do it.
Today we're zeroing in on the 2025 NBA draft.
Okay.
And a prospect who has everyone buzzing.
Yeah.
Cooper Flagg. And it's not just about how good he is, which we'll get to, but about the sheer chaos he might unleash on the league.
It's like everyone's trying to predict an earthquake. We know it's coming. We know it'll shake things up. But no one can agree on where the epicenter will be.
Right. And this isn't just about one player's talent, even if that talent is off the charts. It's about this wild intersection of a kid who might be ready for the NBA right now.
Wow.
A draft system built for surprises. And teams making moves that could either be genius or, well, let's just say not every GM gets an A-plus for their offseason.
Yeah. The source we're exploring today lays it all out. And it's contagious, the kind of excitement that has you refreshing your mock drafts every 5 minutes.
So let's start with the why. Why is Cooper Flagg this draft's version of Bigfoot? Everyone's talking about him, but most of us haven't even seen him play yet.
Imagine a player who can dominate on both ends of the court. At 17, that's Flagg. His defensive intensity is giving everyone flashbacks to a young Kevin Garnett. And Garnett himself even said there hasn't been a player like him in a long time.
KG doesn't hand out compliments easily.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid is already drawing comparisons to Giannis and Wembanyama.
And not just because of his size and athleticism, he can lead the offense. Play off ball, his court vision is ridiculous. The source even points out that he's physically ready for the NBA right now, which is almost unheard of at his age.
Okay, so we've got this generational talent who's basically a lock for the top pick, which in the NBA doesn't actually guarantee anything.
This is where it gets really interesting. The NBA draft lottery system is designed to give the worst teams the best chance at the top pick. It tries to level the playing field, but it's a lottery for a reason. The Detroit Pistons are the cautionary tale here. 3 years in a row, they had one of the worst records in the league, and 3 years in a row, they missed out on the top pick.
So you've got teams actively trying to be bad to get them right. But the source also mentions how stacked the 2025 draft class is beyond Flagg. We're talking Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper. It's enough to make a GM wonder if missing out on Flagg is actually a blessing in disguise.
And that's the thing, right? It creates this almost moral dilemma. Is it worth being terrible for a year? Maybe two. On the off chance, you land a Cooper Flagg. Or do you try to build a sustainable winner and hope for a little bit of lottery luck?
Which brings us to the real meat of this deep dive. Where could Cooper Flagg actually land? And the source breaks it down into tiers, starting with the team seemingly in full-on tank mode.
The Nets are an interesting case. They've got their own 2025 first-round pick back, and they're rebuilding. But then there's the Ben Simmons situation.
Yeah, the source mentioned him hitting threes in the offseason. Could this be the year Simmons finally puts it all together?
Yeah, the source also called him, and I quote, trash, so.
Okay, so maybe temper those expectations. But the point is the Nets are definitely a team to watch. Who else is in this tanktastic tier?
Speaking of teams hoping to bottom out, the Jazz's schedule this year is practically designed for failure.
Yeah, I saw that. Brutal doesn't even begin to describe it.
And this seems intentional, especially with a cunning strategist like Danny Ainge at the helm. He built a dynasty in Boston, blew it up for draft picks, and now he's in Utah with a whole new set of assets to play with.
He's like the NBA's version of a fantasy football fanatic. Trades picks in his sleep.
Exactly. And, you know, he's got his eye on Flagg. Then you've got the Portland Trailblazers. And I almost feel bad for their fans.
Oh, tell me you're not about to suggest what I think you're going to suggest.
They've already got Shaedon Sharpe and Scoot Henderson. Both top 10 picks. Adding Flagg feels excessive.
It's giving major Damian Lillard vibes. Incredible talent. But are we just going to keep giving him shiny new toys and hope it all comes together?
And remember, the source points out that even with all that young talent, Portland hasn't exactly set the league on fire yet. Adding Flagg might not be the magic solution they're hoping for. It's like trying to make a super team in a video game. You can have all the best players, but does the chemistry work? Do their styles mesh? It's not always a guaranteed win.
And the NBA is way harder to predict than a video game. Trust me, I've lost plenty of those in my day.
So moving on from the teams that seem destined for the lottery, Tier 2 is where things get interesting. These are the teams that aren't necessarily bad yet, but they could be in prime position to land a top pick without even trying.
The just plain bad tier, as our source calls it.
And there are some interesting candidates here. Take the Hornets, for example. They've got LaMelo Ball, a super creative, exciting young point guard. Imagine pairing him with someone like Flagg who can play off ball, stretch the floor, and be that defensive anchor they desperately need.
Okay, now that's just unfair. A LaMelo Ball, Cooper Flagg, pick and roll defenses would just melt away.
Exactly. And the Hornets are a team that's on the cusp. They could easily make a jump this year, but they could also just as easily find themselves in the lottery with a chance to add a truly generational player to their roster.
It's like choosing between a delicious meal now or an entire feast later on.
Right. And then you've got the Toronto Raptors, a team in a bit of an identity crisis after their championship run. They're clearly rebuilding, and Flagg would be a cornerstone for that. But how does he fit with their existing timeline?
That's a good question. Do they hit the gas on the rebuild and try to build around Flagg, or do they slow play it and risk wasting his early years on a team that's not ready to compete?
Exactly. And that's the dilemma a lot of these teams are facing. Now, Tier 3 is where things get really spicy. These are the teams that are good, like actually good. But through some combination of bad luck injuries or just plain old NBA weirdness, they might find themselves in a position to draft Cooper Flagg.
It's almost cruel, isn't it? These teams are already good, and they might just stumble into adding a once-in-a-generation talent.
Well, it's the NBA draft lottery for you. It's not always fair. The Houston Rockets are a prime example. They just drafted Victor Wembanyama, right?
Arguably the most hyped prospect since LeBron James.
Right. But what if I told you there's a scenario where they could end up with Cooper Flagg, too?
Get out of town. You're messing with me, right?
Nope. See, the Rockets traded away their 2025 first-round pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder as part of the Chris Paul trade. Now, the Thunder also have a ton of other future picks, which means they might not even mind if that Rockets pick ends up being really high.
So the Rockets, a team that's already projected to be a contender, could end up giving a potential dynasty a franchise-altering player.
It's not entirely out of the realm of possibility.
See, this is why I love the NBA. It's like a soap opera where the storylines write themselves.
Mm.
A Wembanyama Flagg front court. I mean, it's just not fair to the rest of the league. Speaking of unfair, there are some teams out there who might have accidentally tanked themselves with some questionable offseason moves.
Oh, yeah. The source calls this section offseason mistakes, and it does not disappoint. The Sacramento Kings, for example, they went out and signed DeMar DeRozan.
Which on paper doesn't sound terrible. DeRozan can still score with the best of them.
Right, but he's also going to be 35 when the season starts. And the Kings already have a logjam in the backcourt. It's not a move that screams, we're going all in on a championship.
More like, we're hoping for a playoff berth, maybe. Which, let's be honest, isn't that crazy of a thought in the West? The competition is so fierce, even a slightly above average team could miss the playoffs.
And that's the crazy thing about this whole Cooper Flagg situation. It's not just about the teams actively trying to be bad. It's about the teams that might be bad by accident or by circumstance, that suddenly find themselves with a shot at a franchise-altering talent.
The source even mentions the New Orleans Pelicans here, a team that seems to exist in a perpetual state of what if. They've got Zion, but they've also got a history of making, let's call them interesting decisions.
To put it mildly.
So they're right there in the mix, too. This entire draft feels like a powder keg just waiting to explode.
And the source leaves us with a thought that really puts it all into perspective. Imagine Cooper Flagg does end up in the West. You've got him, Wembanyama, Scoot Henderson, Shaedon Sharpe, all these young, hungry players battling it out for the next decade.
We're talking about a level of competition we haven't seen in years. Playoff races that come down to the wire, rivalries that span seasons.
It would be a golden age for basketball.
And on that note, I think we've given everyone enough to think about for today.
Just imagine yourself as a GM in this scenario. Would you tank? Would you trade everything for a shot at Cooper Flagg? Would you try to outsmart the system?
It's a delicious dilemma, and one that's going to have the entire NBA on the edge of their seats for the next 2 years. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. Until next time.